Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Bullish Case for Bitcoin, Vijay Boyapati presents a comprehensive and compelling argument for the disruptive potential of Bitcoin in the current financial landscape. Transitioning from a skeptical observer to a fervent advocate, Boyapati employs his background in computer science and economics to dissect the fundamentals of Bitcoin and its significance as a decentralized digital currency. Released amidst a growing interest in cryptocurrency, his work serves as an educational primer and an analytical prognostication, delineating not just the technological intricacies of Bitcoin, but also its philosophical underpinnings. The book delves into the history of money, the properties of sound money, and how Bitcoin fits into this narrative, positioning it as a viable alternative to traditional fiat currencies in the digital age. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history of money and Bitcoin's place within it. Vijay Boyapati begins by exploring the evolution of money from barter systems to the precious metals used as currency, and eventually, to the fiat currencies of today. He outlines the four key properties that make for sound money: durability, portability, divisibility, and scarcity. Bitcoin, with its digital nature, excels in portability and divisibility, while its cryptographic foundation ensures durability and a built-in scarcity through the cap of 21 million bitcoins. This investigation into the history of money is paramount to understanding why Bitcoin, by embodying these properties, is positioned as a revolutionary financial instrument that could lead to a global paradigm shift in the perception and use of money. Secondly, decentralization and the power of distributed ledger technology. One of the core components of Bitcoin's value proposition, as articulated by Boyapati, is its decentralized nature. Unlike traditional currencies governed by central authorities, Bitcoin operates on a distributed ledger technology known as blockchain. This decentralization mitigates the risks associated with centralized control, such as censorship, manipulation, and fraud. Boyapati dives deep into the mechanics of blockchain, explaining how transactions are verified by a network of nodes, ensuring security, transparency, and immutability. This attribute of Bitcoin challenges the conventional financial systems and suggests a shift towards a more democratic and equitable financial future, free from the control of central banks and governments. Thirdly, the economic implications of Bitcoin as digital gold. Drawing parallels between Bitcoin and gold, Boyapati presents an argument for Bitcoin as digital gold. Like gold, Bitcoin is scarce, with a finite supply that cannot be altered, and serves as a hedge against inflation. However, Bitcoin surpasses gold in its ease of transfer and divisibility, qualities that enhance its utility as a store of value in the digital age. The book examines the potential economic ramifications of widespread Bitcoin adoption, including its impact on monetary policy, inflation rates, and the global banking sector. Boyapati posits that as more people and institutions recognize Bitcoin's value, its adoption will increase, potentially stabilizing its volatility and solidifying its position as an asset class. Fourthly, the potential and challenges of Bitcoin adoption. Boyapati does not shy away from discussing the obstacles and challenges facing Bitcoin's widespread adoption. These include regulatory hurdles, scalability issues, and the volatile nature of its price. Despite these challenges, he outlines the various technological advancements and solutions, such as the Lightning Network, that could address scalability and facilitate faster and cheaper transactions. Moreover, Boyapati explores the growing interest from institutional investors and the increasing integration of Bitcoin into the financial ecosystem as positive signs for the future. He argues that overcoming these hurdles is critical for Bitcoin to achieve its potential as a global currency and store of value. Lastly, the social and philosophical significance of Bitcoin. Beyond its economic and technical attributes, Boyapati delves into the social and philosophical significance of Bitcoin. He views it as not just a technological innovation, but as a movement towards financial sovereignty, individual freedom, and resistance against the devaluation of fiat currencies by governments. Bitcoin's decentralized nature represents a shift in power dynamics, empowering individuals over institutions. Boyapati argues that this philosophical aspect is what makes Bitcoin a revolutionary tool for change, offering a glimpse into a future where financial systems are more inclusive, transparent, and aligned with individual liberties. In conclusion, The Bullish Case for Bitcoin by Vijay Boyapati is a must-read for anyone seeking to deepen their understanding of Bitcoin and its potential to transform the global financial system. It appeals to a broad audience, from crypto-curious individuals and investors to economists and technology enthusiasts. The book not only demystifies the technical complexities of Bitcoin, but also places it within a broader historical and philosophical context, making a compelling case for its adoption. By exploring Bitcoin's challenges alongside its potential, Boyapati presents a balanced view that is both realistic and optimistic. Reading The Bullish Case for Bitcoin can provide valuable insights into the future of money, the importance of financial autonomy, and the role of technology in facilitating a more equitable economic landscape. If you would like to support Vijay Boyapati, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.